The story behind the song. It was about the middle of the 18th century in Dublin, Ireland, that a near tragedy gave rise to a chain of circumstances which ultimately ended in one of the world's most sung but at the same time least known romances. A party of young Irish medical students had gathered in a rough waterfront inn frequented by sailors to throw off for the weekend the tedious duties of student life. Among them was Robert Adair and his friend Donaco Daly.
Have another, Dada. 'Tis good for what ails you.
Nay, Robin, no more. 'Tis not like you I am. I know when to say no.
Sure, 'tis a softer yard, Donaco Daly. Well, here's health to you.
Aye.
And won't you drink a health to me, no, you snake charmer?
Eh? What is it you say?
Whist, Robin. Pay no heed to him. He's drunk.
So I'm drunk, am I?
You heard my friend say it. Do you deny it?
Aye, there are you.
Robin. Robin, take care. He's a knife.
Tis no knife I have. But this battle was Duel's will.
Robin. Robin, you've killed him.
What? What is it you say? Killed him?
Come, you must make your escape. Quickly, Robin.
Nay, I'll stay. I'll face the news.
You cannot. They'll hang you. Come.
Well, then.
There's a side door here. Quickly, Robin.
I've killed a man, Doc. I've killed a man. Hear me, no harm. He was but over drunk.
No time to ponder. Quickly.
Aye, but where can I go now?
You must leave Dublin.
Leave Dublin? But my schooling. All the years.
I know all that. But it's your life I'm thinking of now. I'm going to put you aboard a boat, and I don't care where she's bound.
And on a boat he went, bound for Holyhead on the coast of Wales, just across the Irish Sea from Dublin. Once there, he started off afoot across country. A few miles out of Holyhead, he encountered a strange sight.
Will you look at that? A coach overturned in the ditch. Robin Adair to the rescue. Good morning to you. Is it help you're after needing?
Where did you come from? I didn't hear your carriage.
Now, it is strange, for I've already sent my coach and eight on the Carnarvon.
What?
And where might your coachman be hiding?
He's down there, trying to get the carriage back onto the roadway.
I'll wager he's an Englishman. What he needs is a bit of the brawn of Erin. No sooner spoken than done.
Here, lad. Here, will you? Nice now.
Well, give now, I say. If you'd been a bit sooner, we'd have been halfway to Carnarvon by this time.
Never mind, Alfred. Get upon your seat and we'll be off.
And now, good morning to you. I'll be on my way.
Perhaps if you wouldn't mind riding in this rather dusty carriage, we might catch up to your coach and eight, was it?
Nay, fair lady, now. He's a coach and 12.
Oh.
Nevertheless, I'll offer you the protection of my good strong arm and my stainless character by riding with you, well, as far as you'll have me.
Very well. You may drive on, Alfred.
Right on, my lady. Come on, get up here.
I suppose you think it's terribly bold of me to offer you transportation.
Nay, after all, fair lady, who can tell? If he's a fractured arm, you might develop from your fall into the ditch. And if the surface is of a good physician, you might be needing.
Physician?
Nearly so. He's only one more year.
One more year? And you're traveling on foot through Wales?
Tis to London I'm going. To London, the town of greater opportunity, of adventure. Tis the town for an ambitious youth like Robin Adair.
Robin Asadea. I like that name.
Huh? Do you suppose I might be liking yours as well?
What? Well, I don't know. I'm sure I... faster, Albert, faster!
But the lady of the carriage was quite unable to withstand the blarney of her newfound companion, and he soon learned her identity, Lady Caroline Keppel, second daughter of the Earl of Albemarle. Young Adair studied industriously and soon found himself one of the most trusted and popular young physicians among the best families of London. The association between Adair and Lady Caroline developed into warm friendship and finally ripened unmistakably into genuine love. One day in the London home of Lady Caroline's family, her mother and father held consultation.
But what can we do? Love always finds a way, my dear.
And I'm determined to stop this foolhardy business. What do we know of Robert Adair?
He's our most successful young doctor.
I know, but who is he? Who's his family? Adair. I never heard of any Adairs.
So what do you propose to do?
Well, I'm of the opinion it's high time we found some nice, eligible, high-born young Englishman for Caroline.
And whom do you think you'll find to meet with my approval, Father? Caroline. Just what is it you're planning for me, Father?
Well, my dear, your mother and I...
Want to find some nice, eligible, high-born young Englishman for Caroline. Yes. I know. Perhaps Chester Aylesbury, with his stiff shirt fronts and lace kerchief. Perhaps the Earl of Swindon, who cares about nothing except his stables of horses. Or perhaps Preston Bridgenorth, who would like nothing better than to add the daughter of the Earl of Albemarle to his conquest. No, I won't have any of them. I tell you, I won't.
Perhaps Dr. Robert Adair.
How did you...
Your father and I have known for a long time, Caroline, that you held sweet thoughts for Dr. Adair.
We should have been blind as bats had we not. But I'm determined the affair shall go no further.
You need have no fear, Father. Dr. Adair has never said anything to me which should cause you concern.
Hasn't he told you he loved you?
No.
Why?
I don't know. There seems to be something he can't tell me.
Oh, another woman.
Oh, no. No, I'm certain it is not that. Many times I've felt that he was about to pour out his love to me. And then something stops him. Suddenly, like some specter out of the past. I don't know what it is.
Then my mind is made up. Caroline, tomorrow you leave for Bath. And you'll remain there until you've completely forgotten Dr. Robert Adair.
Oh, Father, please.
You go pack your trunks, Caroline. You leave tomorrow morning on the earliest post for Bath.
Oh, Robin. I love you so.
A few weeks later, in the lodgings of Dr. Robert Adair...
Come in. Come in.
Robin!
Eh? Oh, Dollar Cordelli.
Well, and are you not glad to see me?
What? Oh, yes, Dollar, to be sure. Sit down.
And what's troubling you, Robin? Is it money you need? If it
is, no, it's not that.
Well, are you ailing?
No. I'm well in body. But me mind.
'Tis in love you are.
Well?
That's it. I knew it. And?
Her family have sent her away to forget me. But she never will, Donna. And I can never forget her. Oh, how I love her. And when an Irishman loves Donna, listen to this. 'Tis newly arrived from her this morning. What's this dull town to me? Robin's not near. He whom I wish to see, wish sought to hear. Where is all the joy and mirth, made life a heaven on earth? They're all fled with thee, Robin Adair. That's how she loves me, Donna. And I can do nothing about it.
Where is she?
At Bath.
Go to her, Robin. Take her. And to dribble with her family.
It is easily said. But I've yet to tell her.
Tell her? Tell her what?
You. It is a fine one you are to ask me. But then, no man can ever know how it's preyed on me. Eaten my soul. Yes, I've been gay, I've laughed, I've danced. But it's all been a mask, Donna. Every moment I'm with her, that ghost haunts me.
What ghost?
Man, do not taunt me. The ghost of that man I killed in Dublin.
What? Robin, you didn't kill the man in Dublin.
What is it you're saying?
No, he was but slightly wounded. His skull was too thick for the light tap you give him.
Then, Then 'tis not a murderer I am.
I swear it. I've reached the news many times, hoping it will someday reach you, Robin. But nary an answer I've had from you. I've often thought it. Robin, what are you doing?
'Tis a clean shirt and a spare set of pantaloons I've thrown in my bag, Dominic. I'm on the way to Bath. Look, me darling, there it is. In plain black and white. Published in the grand magazine of universal intelligence for all the world to see.
February 22nd, 1758. Robert Adair, Esquire, to the Right Honorable the Lady Caroline Keppel. Oh, Robin, I knew all the while you loved me.
Oh, aye? And how would you be knowing that?
Oh, Robin, no Irishman can ever hide what's in his heart. Though his tongue may lie, his eyes always betray him.
Caroline. Anna Boleyn.